Hi there, and welcome to another episode for the gays here at We Read It One Night, the romance podcast where we talk about books that'll make you want to stay up all night reading. Today, I'm joined by my friend Kat to talk about lesbian Jesus herself, Hayley Kiyoko, and her book, Girls Like Girls, an angsty, coming-of-age, early-aughts romance about train tracks, bicycles, and picking up chicks at the gas station. Don't forget that a rating and review is the easiest and fastest way to support the podcast if you enjoyed this episode or any of our other episodes. You can also check out our Etsy and Patreon links in the description. Enjoy the show!
Select a microphone. Microphone. Wait, headset microphone? Is that what it should
yes.
be?
Yes. It shouldn't be microphone array, which is usually
okay,
what.
Okay.
Got that's it. The like your computer one, because it's an array of microphones.
Oh, fun fact.
I don't know if that's really why it is. I just made that up.
I feel so lied to.
How are you?
Scared.
Oh, why?
Because what if I'm bad at it?
You're not gonna be bad at it because you're good at talking about books and being gay, and that's what this episode is all about.
So true.
First,
yes,
I have a special guest here today, listener Kat. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Kat. I am a writer, editor, eater, pasta lover in New York, where I went to college with Allie. I work in publishing, and I also do some writing. I've written a couple children's books, and I write some articles about food and culture. You can find all my pasta obsessions at Fusili Kat on Instagram.
Yeah. How many children's books do you have now?
Out in the world right now, there are 9 physical, and there's a couple ebooks.
Wow.
But I have more this year coming.
That's amazing. I didn't know you had that many. I thought it was like only like 2 or 3.
I feel like I'm like with a celebrity.
What?
It's celebrity podcast time.
Okay. Well, Kat, why don't you say, what book did you choose to do today?
So I famously am not a romance reader. Mm-hmm. However, also famously, I do love gay things. And that includes Hayley Kiyoko and romance books that are queer. So I picked Girls Like Girls, which is Hayley Kiyoko's book, which is named after her hit song and based off of that music video.
Yeah. And I just want to say you made, I had my friend Amanda who came on and she did our Santa fucking episodes, our holiday episodes. We did one lesbian Santa and then one straight one. But she at first was like, wait, she was like, you just pick, like, just send me preferably sapphic books or whatever. And then she was like, wait, can I do Girls Like Girls? And it was like 24 hours after you had texted being like, can I do Girls Like Girls? And I was like, you just missed it, Amanda.
Sorry.
You just missed it. Like, gotta be quicker than that.
Sorry, Amanda. Peace and love.
She's fine. She got to do lesbian Santa, so that's fine.
Everything was okay.
All is fine in the end. Yeah. Wait. So, okay. So this is based on her music video. The quote-unquote viral music video from 2015, yes, which is just mentioned like everywhere on the back cover copy. Yes. I know like the music video was like many people's like gay awakening, gay acceptance thing. Like, was that for you? Because I literally hadn't seen it before I read this book.
Not really. I had seen it, but it wasn't like a formative moment for me. Like I think it is for a lot of people. Like I was also looking at a lot of the social media for this book and people were talking about how crucial that was to their like queer journey. I always loved Hayley Kiyoko and I would say she's like crucial to my queer female artist music listening experience. She's like someone that I really like listening to her music, and like one of the first singers I heard singing about like women liking women and like girls
Yeah,
and
girls liking girls.
girls liking girls. Imagine that. So I really like her, but the music video, I remember watching it and like I was familiar with it and everything, but it was never like a big moment for me. I love Hayley Kiyoko, and I saw her once in an elevator with her girlfriend Becca,
Bachelorette Becca.
and I was so starstruck, and I didn't say anything, but I did stare at her like a lot. So sorry about that, Hayley Kiyoko.
You know what? Hey, listen, Haley, if you'd like to come on this show and we can bring Kat back and we can have like a reintroduction of that. I'll facilitate, I'll be the middleman.
It was really like more than Girls Like Girls, the song, as a queer awakening, was the fact that Hayley Kiyoko played like Velma in these Scooby-Doo prequels, and that really that was
That's
more.
what started it. It wasn't Lemonade Mouth, because I know she was in Lemonade Mouth too. That was for a
No,
lot of
it was
people.
really, well, I loved Velma in the like a quote unquote original Scooby-Doo movies, like the live action
Oh
Scooby-Doo
yeah.
movies.
Well, yeah, I mean they're all so
So
hot.
good. The orange jumpsuit in the second one, like that's the
Absolutely.
pivotal moment.
Yeah.
However, seeing, so the Velma was established for me, and then when Hayley Kiyoko played her in the prequels, it's like Star Wars, the Scooby-Doo metaverse. I was like, slay. I love her.
Yeah, that
She's
makes
very
a lot of
iconic.
sense. That makes a lot. And listen, of the Scooby-Doo gang, Velma is the gayest,
Yeah.
canonically.
I was her for
So
Halloween.
I know I saw you and your girlfriend,
We were
Velma and
Scooby-Doo.
Daphne. You weren't Scooby-Doo. Okay.
No, I
When you
guess.
say we're Scooby-Doo, I'm picturing one of those like two people horse costumes, but like
No.
Scooby-Doo.
Don't like that. It was not what we were.
I was like, I don't think that's cute, that cute of a couple's costume.
No, it's not the vibe.
Okay. Do you wanna start
Yeah.
chatting about the book?
Take it away, celebrity
Yeah.
podcaster.
So this is a YA book, and it's very much like I would say equal, like honestly more of a coming of age story than like a strict romance, but it has like obviously the title is Girls Like Girls, so you're gonna get some teen romance in this. And I thought it was like super angsty and very much like chaotic teen feelings like to the max. I
So
did think it was
angsty.
funny though, because it's set in like what, 2005? Presumably like Hayley Kiyoko's like how old she was, whatever year it was when she was like 17. So it's like presumably written for like Gen Z and Gen Alpha, but it's like so millennial. Like they're AIMing, like
Yeah.
they're like all of this. I was
Yeah.
like, will this land with the youths of today?
But that's like, that's their nostalgia. That's like us reading when we were teenagers, like a book set in like the 80s or something. I feel like it's just the nostalgia. It's like, wow,
Yeah.
how cool I am. How
Remember when
retro.
we were all so unsupervised on the internet?
Yeah, really.
Talking to strangers
That's not okay.
Omegle. Chat room
Oh,
head.
so bad. But honestly, still the same, I think, probably now for
Yeah.
teens.
Well, at least we did it. When we did it, it was still like private. You know, you still had like your username wasn't your full ass government name. Like you weren't
Yeah.
putting your face out. Like it was like chat rooms and like.
Yeah, the less digital footprint to follow you into your the rest of your life for
To
sure.
haunt
Yeah.
you forever.
Yeah, that's a lot. That is not, well, they're writing about, she's writing her diary on like MySpace or something. So
AI Live Journal. That's what it is. Live Journal. I didn't catch the name for so long. I was like, I know it's not Facebook, but it's
yeah.
like the precursor to Facebook.
Which even that makes me nervous. I'm like, on the internet, your journal, even if it's private, Which
Yeah,
then?
oh, yeah, so that's it. So we have our two main characters, Coley, which is, that's just a silly name. I'm sorry if that's your name. Apparently it's a nickname for Nicole, which I learned in this book. And then Sonia, who's her like angsty teen love interest. And Sonia's the one with the live journal. And she has like public posts. So we get like, it's all from Coley's POV. And then we have these like interspersed like diary entries, whatever. And so there's like the public like status updates, like, I'm so happy to be at camp, feeling excited, song Girlfriends by Avril Lavigne, like, you know. And then there's like her private things where she's just like writing angsty about how she's like gay and not out and like all teen angst. And I thought the crux of this book was going to be that her journal got hacked
Yes,
and
totally.
published, and it wasn't.
It's just a storytelling device, which was really not what I was expecting.
I think the fact that this is based on the music video actually really hurt it in the end, because the ending of this book is basically exactly the same as the ending of
Yes.
the music video. And I finished it and I was like, that's it. I was like, that
Yes.
felt like the end of like act two. Like, I felt like we, you
Yes.
know what I mean? Like, what comes next? There's a lot of loose threads. But
Yeah,
she
I
was like,
agree.
yeah, she was like, so, like, I have to end it the same way.
Yeah, I was definitely expecting that moment to come sooner, like the music video moment. And I just, it took them so long to be together in a book where you know that they're going to be together. So I just, it was, yeah. And then I didn't rewatch the music video until after I finished it. So I finished the book and I immediately pulled up youtube.com and watched it and was like, okay, yeah, this is just, like, I guess what happened there, but it was kind of like whatever, and I wasn't satisfied with the end decisions.
No. Yeah, we could talk more about it when we like get to the end. But yeah, there
Yeah.
is a, both from just like a reader perspective and also like a romance connoisseur perspective, I was like, Haley, my dude, my
Yeah.
girl,
Yeah.
you're a better writer than this. I've heard your songs. That was too, I
Yeah.
wonder, I don't know whether she had a ghostwriter. I couldn't find any
You
info
know,
on that.
it didn't feel like it. It just, I felt like it was kind of an interesting, like it was written almost, it was written very young. Like it almost felt in some parts like middle grade, like older middle grade. But the content of it, I would say, is not appropriate for middle grade.
No.
So I thought that was like a little disarming. I just like didn't like how I wouldn't want my middle grade child reading about these other children smoking weed and drinking alcohol and it being like totally normal and
Yeah.
not like there wasn't really any consequences for the for that.
Yeah. That did feel like very realistic, though. I was like, yeah, that's what we were doing in high school. But I was also like, these children are alcoholics. Literally every other
Yes,
scene is them getting
they were drinking
smashed.
or smoking, and it was really like a ch like teen books should reflect like teenagers do encounter like drugs and alcohol at that age, but it was so normal in the book that it was almost like, yeah, this is what every teenager does. It's totally
Yeah.
normal. It's totally like whatever. It doesn't matter. And it was a bit like,
Yeah.
it was too relaxed about it for my taste for a book that is aimed at
Yeah.
young adults.
Yeah. I was okay with the weed, I think, because it really just wasn't that off. Like, it was just like occasionally Coley would like
She went to a
randomly light a
stranger's
joint.
house
That's true.
to smoke. That's not
The
okay.
alcohol was mostly, I was like, especially because like there's so many times when Sonia's like drunk out of her mind and it's supposed to be like, look, she's spiraling because she's in the closet.
Yeah.
And but it was never like, I don't know, like the amount of drinking was never really portrayed in like a bad light,
No,
which was
exactly. It wasn't
odd.
like, oh, this is a bad way to deal with your emotions. It was just like, nah, that's what's happening.
Like it captured all the like super messiness of being a teenager without like saying anything about it.
Yes, full agree. Or like offering anything to a teenager who's reading it.
Which I think the reason that I felt weird about that was because I felt like it wanted to be that type of book. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I read some fucked up shit when I was like 12, like in sixth grade. Like, I read these fucking really fucked up book. I think it was, the first one was called like Crank or something, and it was told in this weird, it was basically about like teenage girls with alcoholic fathers doing drugs and getting pregnant with their like slightly shitty boyfriend. Like, and that was fucked up shit. That was not age appropriate. But that shit knew it was fucked up. Like, I don't think anybody putting that book out was like, yes, we're putting out a good book. This is a good role model book for youths. But this book wants to be that.
And if it just would have been, I feel like, adjusted to be a more like new adult audience, it would make more sense. Like if they were all in college, but the fact that they're so, I think they're between their sophomore and junior year in high school, maybe.
She's 17, that's all I know.
Okay. So
So
she's
she's
right
either
before
like
her
an
senior.
old, yeah, so she's probably a junior, but
It's just, I'm scared for them. I'm afraid.
listener, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, wow, what a bunch of fucking prudes. I bet they were just losers in high school.
You would be right.
You would be right, but also, I'll have you know that I was part of a friend group that had many rumors going around it that on the weekends, all we did was have orgies and do LSD. And we
Whoa.
didn't, I just want to say.
Listen, I mean, when I lived in Brazil, I was like Gossip Girl. Like it was, I was
That's
in
true.
eighth grade, everyone was drinking and doing drugs when they were like 12 and 13. I just don't know if it's necessarily what I would want my child to consume, like something that's totally like normalized and not really ever addressed in the book of like it's not even a question of whether or not people are going to drink or smoke. Like it's just assumed that everybody in this book does that because that's what teenagers do, and that's where it gives me a hesitation.
It's very much that like dare, the dare peer pressure thing, right? Where they're like, you're gonna be given crack on every street corner, and
And you're gonna take
like,
it.
and your friends are gonna hold you down and throw alcohol, pour alcohol down your throat. Like, no, like I would go to parties, and if I wanted to drink, I could. But if I didn't, people would be like, okay, cool. What is that? Water? Sounds good.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It was a choice, but anyway.
I feel like we're really dunking on it. I didn't hate this book. I thought it was fun, and I thought it was a very like realistic teenage book in a lot of ways. And how messy. I had to keep reminding myself that these were children. I was like, these people are so messy, and this is such a toxic situation in so many ways, but they're children. I was like, I like this is how teenagers are in a lot, like for
Yes.
many, many cases.
Very heightened emotions, saying I love you before they had even kissed. Like it's just they're feeling
They're
all the
just
feelings.
friends. They're just best friends, Kat.
They're just
Why do we
besties.
undervalue female friendship
Who
this far?
wanna kiss?
Listener, before we get into the book, I just want to put a trigger warning out there for suicide. Happens off page, but suicide of a parent. So that's going to be a lot for you. Maybe skip to the previous episode or the next one. We start with Coley, our silly named main character, and she's moving to Oregon to live with her estranged papa because her mom has died by suicide because her mom was implied like bipolar or something. And so she's angsty and a teen and living in a small town when she was in the big city of San Diego.
Yeah,
Have you
now she
ever
lives in
been
a
to San
forest.
Diego?
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's beautiful.
To be fair, I've only been in like downtown San Diego, like Center City, downtown San Diego. Like, I didn't get to go to the beach or anything, but it was so empty and like grubby. Like, there were like five people on
Yeah.
each block, like in the middle of the workday. I was like, what? This is a ghost town. Who lives in this
Yeah.
city?
But that's very teenager vibes to be like, oh my gosh, the big city of, my whole life revolves around this, and now I'm in the sticks with my dad who left us, maybe.
It's unclear. Like, her mom and her dad broke up, and then he dipped and was a shitty dad. Like, was a man, was a straight man, so didn't
Yeah.
come back.
Except also, yeah, I don't know. It was, but he was trying to, they left, but the mom left. And that was a key that came back, was that the mom left, but then the dad didn't stay involved in Coley's life, even though he's not the one who walked out on them necessarily.
But he did, yeah, he did dip.
Complex relationship
Reminds
with
me of the Parent Trap when the mom is like I walked out and everyone to see you again and you didn't come after me. And he's like, I didn't know you wanted me to.
yes, very
Like,
that.
all right. I really feel like that if Coley had had a twin sister, like there was a little tiny like part of me that was expecting a twin sister to like appear.
I could
A
see it.
secret twin.
Nick and Coley, so that together they have one full name. That's all they needed. Also, he's just like, yeah, go take your bike and make friends.
That's
Sure.
so weird.
At the gas station. That's where I make my friends.
What's his name? Curtis?
I didn't
What's
even know
his
he had a
name?
name. I
He
think it's
has a name because she
Curtis.
calls him by his first name pretty much
Yes.
exclusively.
Yes, you are correct. Sorry,
You're like,
Curtis.
I did block that out.
I apologize to Mr. Coley.
Yes. Okay, so Coley is at an arcade. I don't know. She almost gets run over by a minivan.
Oh, yes. Not a
It
gas
made,
station.
yeah. Is it at a gas station? I thought it was at the
No,
arcade.
you're right. I thought it was at the gas station, which I
Oh,
was like,
okay.
what a place to make some friends. But yes,
She's
she
juicing
was.
up her bike.
Yes.
It made me really miss my minivan. Minivans are excellent and they get a bad rap. Like, they're really fucking great. They're great for road trips. They're great for transporting stuff, especially if all the seats go down.
They're toting
Like,
around all those kids.
you're never gonna find a car like a minivan. Like, when my mom's looking for a new car, he was like, I want this, 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 and this. And I was like, that exists in a minivan and a minivan only. If you want that, we gotta get another minivan.
And you can use it to almost hit new girls on their bikes at arcades, which is
Because, yeah.
really an important feature of a
At Chuck
vehicle.
E. Cheese, that's what I was picturing.
It wasn't cute.
But the man driving is a little boy, not a little boy, he's 17, but his name is Trenton. And
What a name.
that's name is all you really need to know about him. I feel like that
It's
really
just
encompasses the type of boy he is.
set up for failure with that name as a
Sad.
character.
But then all the rest of the people come out and she just has a lot of friends. That was another thing where I was like, this is very first author syndrome, first book where like you just have 10 million characters for no
Yeah.
reason. I couldn't remember their names for a long
Yeah.
time. I only know Trenton because I wrote it down.
Yeah, there definitely could have been some characters combined. It also was very, so he almost runs her over, and then they all go in the arcade, and weirdly, they like Trenton and Sonia and all of their friends walk into the arcade and like literally 2 minutes later walk back out. So I'm not sure what they were doing there in the first place. And Sonia just turns around to Coley and is like, gives her a come hither look. And so Coley like follows them out into the parking lot and then gets in their van. It's just, it's not okay.
It's so rare. At least they're children. At least this isn't like a grown man driving.
It's just, I maybe have watched too many Law & Order SVU episodes because the children are just as dangerous.
I'm done.
It's not.
I honestly.
It's just so weird.
From a socially awkward perspective, I cannot imagine. Like, I was in this scene and I was thinking, I was like, I can't imagine getting into a car and just being like, yeah, sure, I'll go hang out with you to like random kids I just met. But then I remembered that Coley is like love at first sight with Sonia. She's like, oh my God, this is the hottest girl I've ever met. And I realized that I have done silly things like this when I had a crush on someone.
As like, an adult.
As an adult, actually, yes. So I was like, I'm being a little judgmental. I gotta reel it back. It's like, I have done this.
It just happens so fast. And it's the way that she just follows her out into the parking lot. Like, it's not like they're in the arcade and they invite, then Sonia's like, hey, Coley, come with us. Like, it's so, she just follows her into the parking lot. Like, that is just, I don't, and why is Sonia? Is Sonia, I guess, supposed to be love at first sight as well? Everyone's love at first sight.
I guess. Which is also very teen. Like, you're just like, ooh, that person give me a little tingles. I must be in love with them. I will follow them to the ends of the earth. And she does. She follows them to the lake where they go swimming. And Trenton almost throws her in, or he does the silly boy thing, the silly teen movie boy thing of like, I'm going to pick you up and pretend to throw you in the water. And then she's like, ah, and then he does throw her in the water and he breaks her phone, which is never addressed.
Yeah.
She never like, does she get a new phone? Does he pay for it? Like, I was like, I need these loose threads.
Yeah. It's, and he can pay for it. It's like the whole thing that he's a rich boy. They're all rich.
Yeah. Except for Alex, who is their token poor friend and also gay.
And their dealer.
Yes.
Just what every teenager needs.
A gay dealer.
Yeah.
But this whole conversation with Cole, like Sonia like runs after her, and this whole conversation is like, I don't know, I can never imagine having this conversation as a teen. Like, where she's like, Trenton's such a dick. Like, why are you friends with him? And like also having this like weird 30-year-old flirting like going on. You know what I mean?
It's the one that stuck out in my head is Sonia says like, oh, it's romance, darling. And like, that made me confused for a second. So I was like, oh, is everyone like gay and okay? Because she was like giving her number and flirting and then outright called it romance. But obviously it was not that. She was just like being over the top and goofy. But I thought that was odd. And then obviously, so she's been thrown, Coley's been thrown in the water. And then Sonia writes her number on her arm with Sharpie.
Weirdly erotic, by the way. That scene was weirdly erotic for YA.
A lot. There was actually like a lot of like more than I was expecting in a YA book, but it didn't go all the like way with it, which I was like, feels like kind of half-baked. If you're gonna talk about like some of this, you might as well talk about all of it, but whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Sharpie is gonna wash off of her arm. And I was like, you guys are dumb.
Yeah.
Because then she gets home and the Sharpie's washed off her arm. And she can't send messages to Sonia.
Sad. Tragic. And Sonia's like, why isn't she texting me or calling me or AIMing me? Oh no.
Yeah. And then they rob a gas station and hang out every day and everything's fine.
They go full lesbian. Like, if you had any doubt that these girls were lesbians, they go the friendship version, the teenage friendship version of U-Hauling, like immediately. immediately. And you know what? I really love it.
Yeah, they hang out every single day.
Yeah. And I also realized that I don't know whether they're supposed to look like the girls from the music video. I don't think we ever really get a description of them.
They are.
Are they because Coley, I thought the girl in the music video that's like Coley's equivalent is white, and Coley is canonically half Japanese.
Yes. So I don't know.
So
I
did
mean, I don't know about the girl in the music video, but there were a lot of references to what they were wearing being the same. So they had the tattoo choker, which the girl in the music video has, and
It's
then
very
Sonia
2005.
has the red bathing suit, which the girl in the music video has. So I did see a lot of that. And then on the cover, them together looks exactly like the girls from,
Yeah.
but that's from the back.
Yeah. But I
So
realized
I
that
don't.
it was very Hayley Kiyoko and Becca from The Bachelor.
Oh,
Like the
yeah.
descriptions.
Yeah.
The dis like just
Yeah, Coley is just Hayley Kiyoko for sure.
she's just Hayley Kiyoko. Yeah. When you give me like strong visuals, I like if they don't match up, then I spend the whole time being confused.
I noticed more like what they were wearing because
I did
I the
notice what
whole
they were
book,
wearing. Yeah.
the tattoo choker was brought up like it was just like essential to Coley, and then I realized
Oh,
it was because
yeah.
in the music video she's wearing it. And I was like, I don't really know that we needed all that, but that's fine. You got to fill 300 pages.
That's so 2005, though. Like the tattoo
Yeah.
choker, also
Yeah.
2015. I guess we gotta wait like a year and a half for that to come back again.
They're coming. You heard it here.
I still have mine, I think.
Of
So
course.
I'm ready.
Mine are burned.
Oh no. Oh no, cat. Yeah, so they're hanging out.
Every day. Which, why aren't her friends? Like, where are you?
I
They
don't,
don't care.
yeah. Especially because they make a big stink later about how Sonia's going to dance camp. She goes to like dance camp for half the
Yeah.
summer. So they're like, we only get to see you for half the summer, but apparently not because she's hanging out with Coley.
Yeah, but it's fine if you want to be with your lesbian lover. We support that. And then the
Yeah.
book ends and everyone's happy.
And that's done. Yeah. They
That's
actually go to
it.
dance camp together and they have. I don't know. I feel like there's got to be like an erotic lesbian dance movie. Is there one? Is there like a Dirty Dancing for the gays?
There should be.
I just feel like there must. Listener, write in if you know. But that's what happens at dance camp in our fan fiction. Okay.
Yeah, we wish.
I have something very exciting and also off-putting that I experienced while listening to the audiobook. So you read the like physical book, right?
Yes,
Like with your eyeballs.
yes,
There she's
yes.
holding it up on display. Ooh, Vanna White. So I listened to the audiobook, which Hayley Kiyoko narrated, which I did like a lot. There is music in this audiobook. At rant
Whoa.
music and sound effects. Like at one point when like Coley like jumps into the lake, there's like jumping into the lake and then under the water sound. Like there's all these like random sound effects, but there's no like rhyme or reason really as to like what gets sound effects and what doesn't. And then like the music will happen. Like the first time is music, like so they like ride away dramatically on their bikes, and it's like da-da-da-da-da, like this inspirational teen music. And then they'll be like, sometimes they'll mention a song and that song will not play, but then other times they mention a song and the song does play, like,
What could they
and then
get
they'll
the
just
rights
there's also
to?
just like a random soundtrack, like, oh, and the music always starts with like a tape being put in, with the sound effect of a tape being put in.
It's like a radio production.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't like that, actually. In I don't like this new trend. This is something that I'm seeing more and more in audiobooks. I don't like it because it's not, I'm reading it. I'm reading it. I want the same basic experience as if I were reading it with my eyeballs, just in my
Well,
ears.
that's interesting that you said that because I wanted to ask you because I figured that you were listening to it because I know you're an
Yeah.
audiobook icon. But in the print book, there's doodles. Do you know this?
No, wait, let me
There's
see him.
random like illustrations dispersed throughout the text. Like this is the
Huh.
necklace that the dad made for the
Oh,
mom or
yeah.
something.
Oh, yeah, Curtis makes jewelry.
And like there's a picture of a computer because
Ugh.
she's on the computer. And I thought that that also kind of added to the middle grade vibe I was getting. Because just like you said with like the music and the sounds, like there was really no rhyme or reason. Like it wasn't at the end of every chapter. It wasn't at the beginning. It was just like kind of felt like whenever someone felt like throwing in a little illustration.
Yeah.
And it was really ha like sometimes it's at the end, sometimes it's in the middle. It was a strong choice, which is I'm wondering like if there's any correlation between when there's doodles versus when there's sound effects. Like here's
Yeah.
one that's just like a thing of lip gloss.
Oh.
For why? A young adult reader knows what lip gloss is. They've seen a computer.
Yes.
Like I don't understand what it's to get it to 300 pages, I guess, that and the
I
tattoo choker.
yeah. The only thing that I did appreciate about the music is that at the end, when I was listening to the credits, I discovered that Hayley Kiyoko has a bandmate who also produced the music for the book, and his name is Lawrence William the Fourth, specifically
Slay.
the Fourth. And I thought that was
Slay.
the funniest thing that I've ever heard. I
That's
was like, "You're
iconic.
stage me, being
Ugh.
like Lawrence William the Fourth. Incredible."
That is so good.
Props to you. Hated the choice of the music being in the book. The music itself was fine. I was like, these are some bops. Didn't like that it was in the book.
Yeah, I wouldn't have enjoyed that either. And that would have also given me like a younger impression of the book. Not a fan. What happens next?
They go to Sonia's house and have the first of their many, like, erotic being close to each other. Being close to each other. And they do some fun dance routines. And then, oh, the only thing I care about this is because they're in Sonia's room. They meet her mom and she sucks. She's like one of those like typical, like, controlling, hyper feminine mom things. They drink alcohol and they're doing a silly little dance routine. And then Sonia voms and like Coley has to go home and like writes on her post-it note and then keeps the post-it notes as like a keepsake. Quote unquote, accidentally, but like definitely on purpose. But Sonia's like, no, I just can't have alcohol and Cheetos. That's why I threw up. And I was like, me too. And now I want to know, is this a thing? Is
No.
that a thing?
Not that I'm aware of.
You've never had that. So I first found that I thought it was just, I realized at first it was sparkling cider and Cheetos because
Oh,
I went
God.
to the State Thespian Conference in senior year of high school and I threw up like all one night and I couldn't figure out why. And then when I threw up again, I realized that it was also like a combination of sparkling cider and Cheetos.
I mean, I just think you shouldn't combine those things in general. Like, there's no way, and that's good. That's okay.
But it's like just it's specifically alcohol or sparkling cider and Cheetos. Yeah, I just want to like obviously I feel like that is a niche detail that I feel like Hayley Kiyoko or someone she knows experiences that.
But the real reason she threw up was because she was scared and anxious of being a homosexual. And also, she dances. She has like a dance routine for her in the
Yeah.
living in her bedroom, which was a bit like,
It was very like, let's play mermaids.
yes, so true.
Did you ever make up dance routines in the pool, like with your friends as
Of
kids,
course,
to like perform for your parents?
but
Yeah.
not in high school. I just, yeah. And so she throws up and then she goes home. Coley goes home
Yeah.
and Sonia writes a little poem and posts it on her live journal that's like drunk on you and me, flirty, whatever.
And
And
then they have a
so
lot
she's
of train
definitely giving
track
her
dates.
signals. Yes, they go to the train track, they steal champagne and go there normally, it sounds like.
I had so much anxiety when they were stealing the champagne from 7-Eleven, and I, or like from the convenience store. I don't know if it was a 7-Eleven. I was just picturing my local 7-Eleven.
Yes,
But
yes.
I could never, maybe it's just having grown up in Pennsylvania, which is like the closest you can get to what it was like living in Prohibition. And no, like for real, like you can't sell alcohol on Sundays. Alcohol can only be sold, like so many strict things. But our seven, so a 7-Eleven would never have champagne in it.
Yeah.
So I just like felt, I was like, I felt like a heightened sense of like they're gonna get caught because like all of our like beer and liquor stores are like state run.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've never experienced a 7-Eleven with champagne myself. So I thought that was an interesting, like that they stole specific, like it could beer. I could have bought that.
Sure.
Champagne. I was like, that is a choice, a strong choice. But they, well, okay. Before they have their super important train track moment,
Yes.
there's like some, there's a party or something,
Yes.
and they,
It's a big gay panic moment because Sonya like gets
yes.
they get undressed in the same room and Coley's like, "Don't look at her tits. I want to look at her tits. Don't look at her tits."
Oh, yes. So I don't remember what happens first. There's a moment, I think, at one of the parties where the friends, Sonia's friends, are like, or not Trenton really, is like,
Yeah.
oh, we don't want to hang around this girl. We don't like her, and like calls her slurs. And
Are you talking about Faith? The
Faith,
other gay girl?
no,
Oh, okay.
no. Because then they, I think that happens, and then they all go to this party, and Coley goes with them to like in the middle of the woods in a
Yeah, a
barn
barn.
where they store weed. Is this party?
Yes.
And there's
Yes.
absinthe for the 17 year
That's
olds.
random. That's weird. The fact like absinthe was like the forbidden, like it was you couldn't get it.
And nothing happens. Nobody does the absinthe. Like, nobody does anything. So why did it need to even be there?
Right. Yeah.
Because nobody even, it doesn't contribute to the plot at all. But this
It's just
girl,
absinthe.
Faith, is giving it out. And
Yes.
Faith, there's rumors about her being gay.
Yeah,
And gay
close
people
to a
have
cheerleader last year.
absinthe. Yes, so aren't we all?
Yeah. And Sonya like sharing these rumors, like clearly trying to like suss out Coley, but like also not wanting to admit, like it's such a closeted gay girl thing
Yes,
to be like,
she's
did you
like,
hear?
yeah, be careful around her. And Sonya or Coley's like, you're crazy.
Yeah, but I really liked Faith, and honestly, like just really this scene, it wasn't so much later, but like it was really giving that Kristen Stewart Christmas movie in which she
Yeah.
should have ended up with Aubrey Plaza, but she ends up with
Yes.
like the original love interest. And I was like,
Yeah.
wait, I kind of want Coley to be with Faith,
Yes,
actually.
fully. It's really, Faith is like so nice and very, very like at peace. It seems like
Yeah.
at least more than Sonia is with her
She has a supportive
sexuality.
father, not a supportive mom, but like she has a
She,
stable household.
yes. And that's life. And she was really nice. And she was so nice to Sonia, who was like saying mean things about her. And I would have loved if she ended up with Faith. I actually wish that the storyline that happens with that other girl, I can't remember her name, like Kylie or,
Oh, Blake.
oh, sure, that's the same name. I wish that that would have been replaced with something more with Faith. Because I
Yeah.
feel like there were lessons to be taught by Faith.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because Sonya hates her. Like she hates her, but it's like clearly like repressed gay panic
Yes.
shit.
But
Yeah.
then the cops come to the party.
The cops come and they're freaking out because there's absinthe and weed. I will say, I kept having to like catch myself because like they would make such a big deal about the fact that there was like weed at a party or that like someone had a joint and they'd be like, oh my God, you have a joint. And I was like, they're in Oregon. Like, why are they fucking making you? And then I remembered it's like
Because they're
2006.
children.
No,
Oh.
but then I remembered it's like 2006 and it's not legal yet. I was like, Oregon, it, like, pot is legal in Oregon. Why are they making
Yeah.
such a big deal out of it? And then I was like, oh, wait, no.
2006.
No.
Also, they're still children.
Yes.
They're
Yes.
minors.
Well, not Faith. That's how she can get absinthe, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah, the cops come and they run into Poison Oak. And
They
then we
hide from the
get
cops.
the most weirdly erotic scene in the whole book.
Because they have to rub ointment all over each other.
Yeah.
And
Like
it
all.
is, it's very descriptive for a book that doesn't go there.
Because they have a sleepover afterward. Cole is like, I'm going to go home. And Sonya's like,
Yes.
no, it's like 1 in the morning. You can't go home. Sleep in my
Yes.
bed.
That's when I thought they were going to kiss.
Yeah. But
They did
again, like,
not.
what a closeted teenager thing to do, to like arrange a sleepover with your unacknowledged lesbian crush and then like
It
not do anything but like want to.
quintessential like queer woman experience growing up. Like it's just like
Yeah.
you like that supercharged friendship that you have with another girl, and you don't even really understand what it's charged with until I feel like most of the time, like much later in life, you're like, all those sleepovers and ointment sessions were really interesting. And then you
Remember
always
when
have
we
a big
practiced
blowout.
kissing? Like, so we could be good at kissing for our boyfriends?
Boys, yeah.
Wasn't that so platonic? Wait.
Yeah, it's very that.
Very much. Very much. Oh, this was another drug thing that I feel like you're gonna feel. Did you catch this? At one point, Sonia is like, you're like Ambien, Coley. Cause she's like, oh, I'm not a good sleeper. So, but like I slept soundly with you. You're like Ambien. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know what that feels like? What do you mean, Sonia? Why are you taking Amb? When have you taken Ambien before?
I feel like this is like Gossip Girl, like had something to do with this, where we just make these teenagers so grown up, where they're like, you forget that they're even teenagers.
Yeah.
Like
And it made
that's.
sense in Gossip Girl because they're like rich kids in New York City and like,
Yeah.
but not in small town Oregon.
No, it was a choice. And then I think we have the train tracks moment after that,
Yes,
right?
but wait. Yes, but right before that, she does go back and she realizes she's still wearing the pajamas she borrowed from Sonia. And she does
Oh.
masturbate in Sonia's sleep shorts.
And that's why I
So.
thought that they were going to have sex in this book.
And like, I personally don't think there's anything wrong with sex
No,
in YA books. Like, I
me
think it can
neither.
be really positive.
Look, you got absinthe, so why not?
An Ambien, presumably illegal Ambien usage.
Yeah, I thought with all the other content in this book, I thought that they were going to go there, and they did not.
And again, I think that's just the fault of the fact that it had to end like the music video.
So true,
It
so true.
ends without their relationship ever really happening.
Yes.
I also just want to say right before we get the train track kiss, just another thing. This is the thought that I had this thought at this point in the book. And it's that Hayley Kiyoko kept pronouncing AIM, like AIM. She kept pronouncing the letters, which like
Oh.
maybe that's a thing. Maybe that's actually the correct way to pronounce it. I've always pronounced it like AIM. But I
Yeah.
just feel like pronouncing the letters is a narc thing to do. But like presumably Hayley Kiyoko is not a narc. You know what I mean? It's like when people call Gatorade. Like instead of being like the light blue Gatorade, they call it like Cool Freeze or whatever the fuck the like government name of the Gatorade is. You
Government name.
know, I just feel like saying AIM is such like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. That could be house style, though.
But it's an odd, like, Hey Google is like narrating, you know what I
I
mean?
know, but I feel like even audiobooks have like a house style. I don't know. I've never recorded
Yeah.
an audiobook, but
I have never recorded on your book.
I don't know. It's I don't know. I never used AIM or AIM, so I don't know how I would say it out loud if I
Yeah.
were unprompted.
All right.
Natural.
If it ever comes up in casual
Yeah.
conversation, let me
I
know
will.
what you end up saying. And
I'm
now,
stressed.
train track kiss.
Ugh. Yeah. I don't know. They drink and Coley stands on a train track while a train barrels at her.
And somehow doesn't see it. How does she not see it?
I think she
Or hear
sees it.
it?
I think she does see it. And she's being like, what, like, whoa, I'm like being crazy. I'm like, I need to feel a rush, whatever. And Sonia comes and pushes her. I
No,
mean, I
Coley
think she
pushes
says that,
Sonia.
oh.
Because Coley's like, Sonia, the train, like running towards her and then like pushes her and they
Oh.
roll down the hill.
Okay. Either way, I do think whoever was on the train tracks saw the train or knew the
Okay.
train or something.
Okay.
They fall down a hill and then they kiss and
In
they
the
make
grass.
out and they fall asleep and they wake up and gay panic overcomes Sonia and she just like runs away.
Classic. Understandable, honestly. Like, I. Wrong
Yeah.
decision, but understandable. I
It's
get it.
super wrong decision. And poor Coley is left behind, like, what the F
Yeah.
just happened? Like,
Yeah. And this is right after Sonia pulls out like the classic early 2000s, like mouthing olive juice.
yes.
Looks like I love you. And I was personally like slingshotted back to the fifth grade when like I was sat, like our classrooms were arranged where it was like desks of four. So like the guy that I sat across from, I had a crush on, and like he told me about the olive juice thing. And like, I don't know, maybe he was flirting. I don't know. I was 11 and autistic, so I don't know whether that's what his intention was. But like he did that, and we spent like a whole day just like back and forth doing the olive juice, and I would like occasionally slip in like I love you instead of olive juice
Whoa,
because I was an
whoa.
angsty 11-year-old. So that was just really triggering for me personally.
Oh my gosh. You really had a connection
Really had a
with
connection
that moment.
with this boy in the fifth grade.
And the understanding of what it's very confusing. Olive juice or I love you? Like, what is going on here?
Who knows? Who knows?
And then Sonya never, like,
Just ghost her.
fully ghosts her after they hang out every day. She doesn't respond to any of her messages. They never talk. And just like totally goes 180. And Coley's very confused.
Yeah, so she goes to
And
confront her at her house at a party. And Sonja's just like, what are
yeah.
you talking about? Chloe's like, hey, remember when we kissed? And she's like, I don't
Gaslights
know.
her.
What? Gaslight gatekeep girl boss.
Yeah. So, and she's going off to summer or to dance camp. So they don't have, she's like
Dance.
running away from her problems.
Yeah, and then Sonia gets drunk and either is just making out or having sex with Trent and the, because they're exes, and it's implied, like it's pretty much confirmed that they've had sex, right? That Sonia has had sex with Trenton. I
Yeah.
can't, I just don't, I just don't know whether they're like fucking in the closet when like
No, I
Coley
don't
walks in
think
on them or
so.
whether they're just making out.
No, I got that they were just making out, but very intensely.
Yes.
And it
Yes.
breaks Coley's heart, understandably. And she runs
Yes.
away and goes back to her house.
Wait, but first she has like a brief like I'm gonna try to be straight moment where she goes out. Alex is by the pool and he's smoking a joint and she's like rude, he's not offering me to
Yes.
share. And then they kiss and she's like, nah,
Yeah.
not for me.
Yeah.
And starts crying. And if I were Alex, I would drown myself. I would just fall forward in the
he
pool.
He was so nice, and he drives
he's
her
so
home.
Nice.
And
because
he's so
he's gay,
sweet to her.
So he understands.
Yeah.
But
Yes.
Like, if I were Alex, just like from a without the backstory, I make out with someone, they immediately start crying. Like, that's it for me.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Poor Coley. She was going through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she makes just a string of bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Which
she
one?
Goes, well, she goes home. She goes back to the gas station, runs into this person. Her name is Blake, who works at the gas station. And they exchange about 20, 25 words before Blake is like, want to come back to my house and smoke my weed? And she's like, yeah, sure. So she gets in her car and they drive like so far out of like a concerning distance.
Yeah.
And they go into her basement and smoke weed and make out.
And then at some point, Blake gives her a cartilage piercing.
Yes.
She wants to be a piercer.
And Cole cuts her hair.
A defining gay moment. That was a defining gay moment. But yeah, that felt very adult. I was like, that wouldn't
so
happen.
Not okay. Kids do not go home with strangers in their cars. Just basic stuff.
Just don't. Yeah, don't do it. I mean, listen. I will say that I did, I not personally, but did have friends who had the experience with like the older lesbian who also like could get you hookups with drugs, who was like a mentor slash like everyone had like a thing with her at some point. But not
yes, but
like not just like meet at a 7-Eleven and get in the car kind of thing.
That's no. I feel like Coley kind of uses Blake. I don't feel like Blake is in on it. I do think Coley is like kind of using her.
But I also think Blake sucks.
Yeah, I mean, Blake does suck because then they go, Blake takes Coley with her to steal weed from her ex's house, who, plot twist, the ex is Alex.
Yeah.
And it is just the strangest little side quest in the book is this whole thing with Blake,
which we're introduced to the ex-boyfriend being Alex and then Alex being gay. Blake is like, yeah, I got an abortion with my ex-boyfriend who's definitely
I forgot
gay
about that.
With my gay ex-boyfriend. I was like, what a random
I blacked that out
to
of my
include.
Memory.
She says it out of the blue. Like, there's no lead up. She's just like, yeah, I got an abortion with my gay.
And it doesn't come back. It adds nothing.
It doesn't
just like
go
the
back.
Absinthe.
But they go to his trailer, and then, like, Blake's breaking into his trailer, and Coley's in the car, and it's like, what the fuck?
And then Blake leaves her on the side. They get away. Blake leaves her on the side of the road. So
yeah, because she's like definitely high or drunk or something. And Coley's like, pull over.
She's messed up. Yeah.
Which, by the way, listener, if you're ever in the car with someone who is drunk, I saw this on TikTok, but I think it's good advice. If you're ever in the car with like somebody who's drunk or high or whatever, and you're like, this person shouldn't be driving, I would like to not be in the car anymore. Half the time, which is exactly what happens here, like if you're just like, pull over, you're drunk. Like, they're not going to listen. They're just going to, like, speed up or, like, swerve or whatever. Say, I'm going to throw up. Because nobody wants you to throw up in their car.
Yeah.
And so they will pull over and you can get out of the car.
So real. And then maybe you'll get left on the side of the road, like, Coley.
And then you can call your dad and you guys can reconcile.
Yes.
After the fight that you had. Yeah, there's this like reconciliation subplot going on with her papa, which was felt very like real and emotional, but also
yes.
was just like, okay, it's there too.
Yes. And then she goes and gets a job because she has reconciled with her father. They go to a hibachi restaurant and she decides to get a job there. And
yes,
that happens.
Yes.
So cool.
And then Sonia's little sister is having a birthday party there.
Oh, yeah. And it's after, well, first, while all of this is happening, Sonia is writing in her live journal
While
while
she's
she's
at
at
dance camp.
camp.
Yeah.
Yes. And about how she doesn't want to be gay and she doesn't know how to feel and she's mad at Coley and she's sorry for Coley and all of these
She's
things.
so bad at dancing. She keeps messing up her dance routines because she can't focus because she's so confused about her emotions. It's a metaphor.
And then she comes back, and then we're in the restaurant. And this is the like she's just gotten back from dance camp, so this is the first time that Coley sees her while her little sister's having a birthday party at the hibachi restaurant.
And then she's like, I want to talk to you. And Coley's like, no. And I was like, yes, Coley, don't
Yeah.
talk to her again. Like, she needs therapy, not from you, though.
Yes. Correct.
Like,
Correct.
and still they have that emotional reconciliation. Sonia's like, can I meet you after work? So she like waits for her until like she gets out. And then they have an emotional reckoning in the parking lot that means that they're like friends again, kind of, but like doesn't actually change anything.
No, and doesn't really address like the issue at heart. And then somehow
SJ throws a party. Oh, SJ is one of the friends. And SJ goes, S oh, who was it? Oh, at that weird barn party when they had to hide in the poison oak from the cops, SJ was stuck in the bathroom because the
yes.
guy she was making out with ran away with her shirt. Not like necessarily on purpose, but and then Coley like gave her her shirt and like just used her jacket or whatever. So SJ is like, you know, like it's like a mafia kind of thing, like a favor for a favor, like I'm in your debt. Yes. And she's like, you're cool. So Esther's like, Sonia's my best friend. She's really sad. So you should come to this party. Also, I definitely know that you guys are gay, but I'm not
Yeah.
going to say that out loud. So come to my party.
And that's where the pool happens, yes?
Yes. Yeah. So basically, it's like Chloe's about to leave, and then she sees Sonia. Chloe's about to leave. And I honestly was like, yes.
Yeah.
Go. Don't come
Yeah.
back. But no, she sees Sonia outside, sitting dramatically and sadly alone by the pool. And they kiss. And
And they're
then what happens?
spotted. Trenton sees them and gay bashes them, and which is what happens in the music video. If I had, I should have seen it coming,
It's
but
really
I was like,
beat for beat.
it's really like, yes, pulls her hair. It's just a very, but also there's no medical attention that is sought
No, Coley bikes home. I was like, girl, you have a
with
concussion.
you fully her head is bleeding and she bikes home.
I just want to say, it is a recurring like theme throughout this entire book that Coley is frequently getting dizzy anytime she's even a little bit emotional. Like she's like, my head's spinning. I feel like I'm gonna pass out. So like
You
she's
better.
already primed to like crash her bike.
She
And
needs
now
to
she
get that
has a
checked out.
concussion.
Nobody calls the cops on Trenton.
No.
Nobody does anything, really.
Well, maybe they do, but we don't find out because the book ends with Sonia and Coley having Sonia or no, Coley beats up Trenton. She's
Oh, yeah.
like, go fuck yourself. And everyone runs out and is like, oh my God, what happened? And then like Sonia
Yeah.
and Coley have one last like heartfelt kiss before Coley like rides off into the sunset, exactly like the music video. And that's the end of the book. And we get
Yeah.
the dramatic song. One last dramatic song as she rides
Yeah.
into the sunset.
And it's something like, oh, we're gonna try, or like there's some sort of hopeful,
It's like, I'll see you tomorrow,
yeah,
you know?
conclusion. And what? Like it just
It just ends.
ends. And then you
Yeah.
get the acknowledgments.
Yeah, where I found out about William Lawrence the Fourth, or Lawrence William the Fourth. But yeah, it just ends. And I was like, I feel like there's so much that I needed answers to. Like, not just
Yeah.
like, okay, do they call the cops? How does Sonia's parents feel? Because like it's
Yeah.
implied that like her mom would like not be okay with her being gay. Like
Yeah.
that's why she's scared. But like even apart from that, like The defining, and this is, so this is what I was talking about, both as a reader and a romance connoisseur, the bone to pick that I have with this ending, is that to be a romance novel, right, it has to have like a happily ever after. And like most people mistake the happily ever after for meaning like their lives are perfect forevermore, hence then. And it's not that. It's like their relationship is strong enough that like anytime they have like shit going on in life, like they'll be able to overcome it. And I personally don't believe that like YA books can have an happily ever after because I'm like, they're 16, but they can have a happy for now, which like still counts. Like they're like, okay, like they'll happily date and then have an amicable breakup in college. But I don't even believe in their happy for now. Like, no. I don't think it's even going to last the night because Sonia never actually comes out. No. Like she was caught or kissing apologizes. A girl, but like, She never apologized. She never actually demonstrates that she's like willing to stand by Coley's side publicly in a relationship. Like even like one last live journal update where she like comes out on a public post would have been better. Like would have been like, okay, something to show that she's like willing. She's like, okay, she's grown, because otherwise this is like this same thing has happened like five times already.
Yeah, she's very hot and cold, and this just feels like one of those moments. Like, there is no growth. And my issue, too, which I feel like kind of goes hand in hand with this, is there's no... Sonia's journey is totally valid. Like, she's scared of being queer, and, like, she's wrestling with a lot of emotions as a 16, 17-year-old. However, she can't treat Coley like that. And Coley shouldn't accept the way that Sonia has treated her. Like, it might explain it, but it doesn't make it okay. And I don't feel like that is ever resolved. Like, there's no acknowledgement of, like, and I feel like if a young adult is reading this book, a teenager, they should know that, like, that someone else's internalized homophobia isn't an acceptable excuse to treat you like, to gaslight you and ghost you and all of these other things. The drinking is not an okay way to deal with that, and bullying your friends isn't an okay way to deal with that. There's never any growth of like learning how to deal with those complicated emotions.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad for Coley.
Yeah. Because throughout the book, she's constantly like, I need to stop perpetuating this cycle with Sonia. Like, I need to get out. I need to break the cycle.
Yeah.
And you think she's about to do that at this party, and then she sees Sonia in the backyard and like they go out.
Yeah.
So even as a coming of age story, even just completely throwing away, like treating it as like a romance, even as a coming of age story, she never like, she's like just below the peak of like the coming of age arc, you know, like she doesn't crest into adulthood like a coming of age story should like end.
And Sonia doesn't come with her either at all, which makes it
hard. Why isn't
too.
Sonia biking away with her? Why is Sonia staying there?
She's for me, she is not redeemed as a character by the end. Like, she has no growth. She has not been redeemed. I don't want her to be with Coley because they both need to work some stuff out.
Yeah.
And
it really
Coley's,
is
yeah.
the YA summer version of the Kristen Stewart Christmas movie. Like, it really is the exact same thing.
Everyone ends up with the wrong person, and I'm concerned for the writers, where I'm like, do you think this is okay? You should show this to your therapist, maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
well, now I'm wondering, was Hayley Kiyoko... Okay, so the Kristen Stewart, maybe this is like a reach and I'm projecting, but the Kristen Stewart Christmas movie, the writer of that based it on her own life. But she's the girlfriend. She's not Kristen Stewart. She's the girlfriend that should not have ended up with Kristen Stewart.
Oh, interesting.
Like, that's why they end up together, is because that's her.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, was Hayley Kiyoko actually Sonia? Like, when did Hayley Kiyoko accept her own queerness? Because I read when I was listening to the acknowledgments, or maybe I was like reading an article about it or whatever, about the Girls Like Girls music video, she was like, when we filmed it, like I hadn't even told like my band that I was queer. You know what I mean? So like she wasn't out in 2015.
Yeah.
So now, yeah, now I'm like, is Hayley Kiyoko actually Sonya? And that's why she like
interesting
tries to redeem this. I don't know. This is, maybe I'm just projecting.
No,
Hayley Kiyoko,
I mean,
I love you and I'm sure you have a healthy relationship now, but if this
you're
is any
an
reflection
adult,
of
it's
your
okay.
teenage relationships, absolutely not.
Yeah, no. It's concerning. Which is why I would have liked, because it's directed at a young adult audience, I really would have liked it to have a better resolution so that, you know, young adult readers don't excuse that in their own lives.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
the kids
because
will be fine.
The kids are all right. Yeah. Well, because that's the thing is, like, you know, people dunk on like mafia romance and dark romance because they're like, oh, it's like glorifying unhealthy relationships and like abuse and like all of that. And like just the like romance in general, they're like, it's unrealistic and it's like promoting like whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I always have a bone to pick with that because I'm like, okay, well, adults are reading this and adults can discern between fact and fiction. And I think that kids, you know, teenagers for the most part can also discern between fact and fiction, but there's a lot more of that of media influencing you when you're younger than
for
there
sure.
is when you're an adult because your brain's not done cooking.
Yeah, 100%. I
It's
agree.
Being cooked with weed.
If you're in this book, it is, that's for sure.
And absinthe.
And oh my
which
gosh.
Somehow they have.
It's just wild. Yeah, I continue to be a fan of her music. I am not expecting a sophomore novel from her, though.
No, this was very much just like a, I don't want to say cash grab, because that feels too harsh, because I do think there was like a, it wasn't just like the regular celebrity decides to write a fiction book. Like Kendall and Kylie's like sci-fi that like Jenner's like sci-fi book series. You remember that?
No.
Like, I don't think it was that. It was really random. They have like a sci-fi duology that they
That's
quote unquote
so
wrote.
Weird.
Like, I think that there, it wasn't just, that was like pure cash grab. So I don't think that's what this, like, it wasn't at that level. There was definitely some like,
it felt like a passion project.
Yeah.
But, you know, I couldn't help but notice that all the blurbs from the back of the book are not about the book. They're all about Hayley Kiyoko.
Really?
And not as a, yeah, they're, none of them are about her as an author. They're not about the book being X, Y, and Z. They're all from like Billboard and Nylon and Teen Vogue and like articles about Hayley herself as like being the lesbian Jesus and a queer pop icon, which has nothing to do with being an author. So I love her. I appreciate that she wanted to write a book, and she wrote a book, and
she sure did.
That's what happened.
That's what
And we read it.
We read it one night.
We did.
And that's the end
Roll
of the
credits.
Episode. Roll credits. What a great ending. All right. Cat, let's talk about the cat scale for this book. The cat scale.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Is that
it's
a
about
100?
You.
Because I read it.
Yeah. Obviously, this is Cat's episode. So 10 out of 10, we're done. That's it.
I mean, zero? Like, what? I felt like there wasn't a lot of cat action.
There was too messy. They were too messy to be cats.
Yes.
You know, they were angsty enough to be cats. They were too messy. Cat could never.
Yeah.
More like a
no.
husky. You know, they just like to yell and be
just howl. Yeah. There wasn't any, nothing. There wasn't even a pet cat.
Not even a pet
to
cat.
make an
Not even
appearance.
a stray cat at the gas station where they definitely met and not the arcade.
That's where I pick up all my women.
The gas station.
Yes.
You need to find someone who can pump their gas for you. You know? That's
who
beautiful.
will
Cool.
get out of the car when it's cold and fill the car up. Well, you get to stay in the car. That's the
And
girlfriend
that's
that you need.
adult romance.
Yes.
That you know how important those things are when you're an adult.
Or just go to New Jersey where they're legally required to pump your gas for you, and then nobody has to get out of the car.
And that never feels real to me, no matter how many times I have experienced it.
It's also the case in Oregon, speaking of this book.
Oh.
Oregon also has a you can't pump your own gas
Fun
rule.
fact.
Random.
Love
So
that.
you won't actually be finding your perfect butch love at the gas station because unless they're the employee, we're getting off track. Okay. So cat scale. I guess 1 out of 10. You
Goose
get
egg.
one
Oh.
for like this was a book where people fell in love. So that's a one.
One. I would say
One.
one.
It's a one. Yeah, I agree. All right, Kat, do you want, I know you mentioned it at the beginning, but do you want to reiterate where they can find you?
Yes, I am on Instagram at Fusili Cat, like the pasta shape, and cat, like the animal. And I'm just posting about pasta and books. So what's not to
That's
love? Let's
all.
be friends.
And as always, listener, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at We Read It One Night, on Twitter at We Read It Podcast. You can email us, wereaditonenight@gmail.com. Send us your listener suggestions. They can be gay or they can't be gay, but I will not be upset if they are gay. And you can check out our Etsy shop, which also has some gay and sapphic shit and book things called Evelyn and Adelaide. And if you want to support the podcast in another way, you can click our Patreon link in the description. And as always, give us a rating and review, which I know that you have also already definitely done while listening to this episode. And if you haven't, lesbian Jesus will smite you. Godspeed, comrades.
Godspeed.
Thank you.